Hello and welcome to another amazing episode of the Happy Hour with Ariel and Deuce. Of course, we've got Ariel.
What's up, guys?
Version 2 is dropping a 2.
Yeah, he's dropping a 2. Deuce. He'll be right back with us in just a short minute.
I don't think it's going to be short. I saw how much he ate. So.
Yeah, so it might be a little bit longer than that, guys.
So let's run down our sponsors before we get in the main topic today.
Let's do it. So first up, as always, Sugar and Slice. You guys want a sweet treat? Treat yourself.
Yeah.
You know, every now and then you're doing good on your diet or you're doing better. You want a nice little cupcake or a little something.
Yeah.
Check out Sugar and Slice. They'll make you whatever because they're awesome and they're delicious.
And they're great people.
And they're awesome people. And speaking of awesome people, guys, are you into UFC betting?
Oh, yes.
Yes. That's exactly what we were watching on our lunch, our little dinner break, watching a little UFC.
We were trying to take a bite, and we watched somebody take a bite.
Oh, that was wild.
Wild.
Wow, what the fuck? But check out Prelim Tim on Substack. So he lists all of the bets. Like he puts like what he thinks. He really gets deep into it.
And just because me and him are good friends, he studies film for like 7 fucking days before he does. And some of the fights even longer if he's got the time. Mm-hmm. But like he's studying film. He's watching their past fights. Like I will say this. Win or lose, there's nobody, I believe, out there putting out predictions that's putting the time in when it comes to studying the film, researching, as he does.
That's awesome, though. Yeah. Like, just, like, the time and the dedication he takes to it. He is also going to be, like, check out his Instagram because he is going to be, like, rebranding. He's putting all kinds of stuff on there.
At Prelim Tim.
At Prelim Tim. Go check him out. And while you're doing that, and you're in the mood, I don't know, do a little redecorating, office, your living room, your game room, or just because, again, they look awesome, check out our buddy Nesh. He has N-E-S-H. It's his artwork.
Yeah.
And it is awesome.
Yeah.
Nerdy.
Great stuff. He's
beautiful.
On Instagram. You can find his stuff. He's on Facebook. Oh, do me a favor. Run to the skinny remote and push mute.
Gotcha.
I forgot that we've had the fight going on in the background the whole time. Prelim Tim would be proud of us. We're still watching the UFC fight while we tape. And being the great audioman that I am not, I left the audio on. So didn't want to bother y'all with that. But so this episode, we're going to have fun with it. We're going to laugh, but some of it's going to get a little deep. But we're going to laugh and have a good time.
So here's your warning now. We're going to, you know, laugh as usual.
Right.
But we're going to get a little deep on this episode. So for all you who out there who are going to be crying about it, you'll be all right.
You'll be all right.
You'll be all right for an episode.
So, God, for a few months, I was not doing very well. And I was going to therapy. I was taking my medications. Like, I was doing all the things that I'm supposed to be doing to, like, correct the path or whatever you want to call it. But it's still not doing shit. And I'm like, what the hell? So,
like, I'm doing everything
like
right.
Like, I'm doing
Why isn't
everything
it working?
Right, and it's not working. So, I was probably leaning a little bit more into the alcohol than I should have to help kind of counterbalance or self-medicate or whatever you want to call it. And I finally said, you know what? I've had an absolute enough of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm done.
You get to a breaking point where, like, I want to feel better.
I want to feel better, and this isn't helping. So, what I have done, and we'll talk about some today, is I got my medical marijuana license.
Woo!
Yeah, and it's funny because I think it was the job before last where I was driving all the time. I was like, you know, if I ever get out of here and go to another job where I'm not driving all the time, that's going to be like the first thing I do. If I get like a desk job or like a, you know, something like that. So I got the license, and I mean, it's been wild, but in a good way. Like it's helped me out a lot. Mm-hmm. It's helped me with my anxiety. It's made it to where I don't drink as much.
Mm-hmm. I've even noticed, you know, since you've been on this journey, whenever you started, you don't drink as much as, I mean, you know, when we're taping here, we'll have a couple of drinks thrown in just because we're hanging out, we're talking. But you don't really,
not like I normally would.
No.
So, you know, then I've started liking beer more because, like, I can have maybe a cocktail or two and then switch to beer, and I'm steady the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Or sometimes I just do beer.
It's cheaper that way.
Well, it is. And the other thing is I've kind of been kicking around the idea of maybe going what they call California sober, which is...
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, it means you just do weed. Like, you don't drink or do any drugs. You just do weed. Good. So
okay.
So I've been kind of kicking around that idea, but I got to say, the journey has been interesting just from all the little things. Like, going to the dispensary for the first time.
Yeah, I was like a kid in a candy store when you...
Yeah, it kind of was, to be honest with you.
Because they've got all kinds of shit that you never would have thought of.
Yeah, they've got all kinds of shit, and then they've got somebody that'll work with you, which was nice, because I walked in and I told her, I said, look, before we go much further, when you're talking to me, think about you're talking to Bobby Boucher or Forrest Gump. You need to, like, slow it down for me a little bit, because I don't know any of this stuff. And she was like, okay, I can do that. And I told her what I wanted. Now, there was two things I wanted they didn't have. They didn't have the Ric Flair drip.
Oh, okay. Well, you got to find it.
Yeah, no, I'm going to find it. And then they also didn't have the laughing gas, which I wanted, which Uncle Joey Coco Diaz does, because I wanted to get some of the Stars of Death, but they didn't have any of that. But what they had was real nice. They walked me through it. They said, you know, this will help you with, you know, sleep. This will help you with your PTSD. This will help with the Parkinson's. This will help with anxiety. This will help you sleep better. So it was just really interesting, but also seeing them work through it, because, like, some of the stuff I didn't understand, because she was like, we've got this, and we've got it in a butter or a flour. And I'm like, well, I don't really bake. And she's like, no. Flour's like the nugget.
Yeah.
So, but I thought flour, I thought like cooking flour. Well, like they grinded it down to where you could bake with it or some shit.
I ain't baking cookies. You know what I mean?
At any point, did they say, I got you, bro?
No, I wish they did. That was the other thing that didn't happen.
I would have felt safer.
Yeah. I thought I'd get like some free merch or some shit, like for going, but it's like, nah, see you later. Bye.
Thank you for your business.
But I have done the home delivery, which was really nice.
They do home delivery?
They do home delivery. They'll bring it right to your house.
Next level dispensary.
So you order it online. Now, they'll deliver it the next day. So you got to do it 24 hours in advance. And the only thing I will say that I didn't like is the window was too damn big. It was like, we'll see you sometime between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. I'm like, that's a pretty big window, bro. Could you, like, maybe...
Can we do, like, the Walmart delivery where it's, like, between 4 and 5?
Right.
And 1 to 2.
That's like cable hours.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll be there sometime.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, the guy delivering the weed may not be the fastest or the quickest. You're kind of on time then.
We got to give this man a big window.
Yeah.
You know, just to make sure that we get it there.
But, yeah, so
but far. Also, like, what's going on with that? Like, okay, if I'm, you know, sitting at home, okay. But, like, what if I'm at work or I got to go out and, like, run an errand? Like, I don't want it sitting on my front door. I don't want somebody to come.
You can't.
Yeah.
Because you have to pay for it and sign for it. And they've got to check all your stuff. They've got to check your driver's license and your medical marijuana card. So you can't go anywhere.
Yeah, otherwise some 5-year-old's going to get daddy's ID and order it.
That's what I was thinking. Like, there's got to be a way.
I want my gummies, bitch.
Yeah. Where's my fruit snacks?
Where are my fruit snacks? Man, SpongeBob got real today.
Well, we had Flintstone vitamins. It's a little different today.
I see smells.
I hear colors.
That makes sense, though. But, I mean, that's the only part that sucks. Like, 8 to 6, you can't go anywhere until they get there.
Yeah, because that actually gave me a panic attack because I was going to go to Mom and Dad's. And I said, hey, I'm going to come to your house, but I gotta get my pickup first.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right. So, and then it took until like 3 or 4 o'clock. So I didn't get there till like 5 or 6. And I almost didn't make it because I was having a massive panic. Like, it was so bad. My hands were shaking so bad. I couldn't put my credit card through the machine. The guy had to do it for me and then punch the PIN number in for me.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Because my hands were just so fucked.
You're like, dude, I'm going to need you here. Can you, like, what they're missing the mark on is, like, you know how, like, you can track, like, orders and stuff? They need to be able to track this guy and have, like, a little puff cloud.
Yeah.
That you can, like, track. Little puff puff or, like, a little, like, leaf.
I think they're trying to be a little bit more professional than that.
Right. I know. But I'm just throwing it out there. Just hilarious.
But yeah, so far, so good. It's been an interesting experience.
Have you been feeling like comparatively between taking the medication versus now doing this?
Well, I'm taking my medication still.
Still taking the medication.
Still taking the medication.
This is like a supplement type.
Supplement / alcohol replacement.
Okay.
Is kind of the way I'm looking at it. Because if I can get off alcohol or just cut it way, way back, I think that's a good step. And then, you know, doing this helps with that. And then maybe I can even cut it out altogether. And, you know, if it keeps going good, I can talk to Doc and say, hey, what if we, you know, maybe get rid of the anxiety and some of the other shit.
Like maybe like lean off of that.
Right.
A little
or even cut it down a little bit. Yeah. Maybe cut it in half and work our way back and just see what happens. Because it's, like I said, so far so good. It's been going real good. It's been a learning experience, though, kind of figuring out what does what.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I've been having to journal and like write everything down. So I'm like, okay, I took this. This is how I felt. So, but it, I don't know. It's been an interesting journey. You guys got any questions?
I guess like, you know, for me being somebody who, well, due to work purposes as well,
yeah,
cannot, you know, take it right now. And it's kind of the same thing. If I ever get another job or my job eases up, that will allow me. I guess my thing is just mainly for the anxiety part. Like, have you noticed your anxiety go down?
Oh, yeah.
About being on it?
Oh, yeah.
More like
what about your depression?
Pretty good, to be honest with you. I'd say probably better than average on that.
That's good.
So, doing, like, say if I was maybe at, like, I don't know, 25, 50% mm-hmm. before, now I'm at 75 on the good side. More
about to say,
yeah. So yeah, so I would say, now don't get me wrong, there are times where I will, but also I'm removing some of those factors. Like, it's not healthy for me to stay here all weekend by myself, 3 days by myself here. Not healthy. That's not helping me. That's not helping fucking anybody. So it's like backing those things down, because like last weekend I knew we weren't taping, so I stayed with mom and dad's all weekend.
Yeah,
you know, and hung out with them and the dog. But it's just, I've figured out that even though I used to like living alone, and I probably will again at some point, right now, it's just...
Well, you're going through this new journey of like figuring out when it comes to stuff, so yeah, it's probably not the best. Now, with your anxiety, like, do you feel more like calm, like chilled out?
Just relaxed.
Just relaxed.
Calm.
So that's kind
of... The motor isn't running as quick. It's almost like the motor was revving before, you know, and there's a lot of background noise in
there.
Yeah,
now you're just kind of eased.
And now it's just like... Okay, this is normal. We're at idle speed now. Does that make any sense?
No.
It does.
No, it makes total sense.
Yeah.
That's what I'm genuinely curious about, like, hearing how this works. Is because eventually down the road is something that I would like to experience. Not, I've gotten better, like, as far as you're talking about,
right,
with knowing triggers and factors that will lead into my anxiety, will lead into certain things. And it's like, I'm figuring them out and, like, you know, dealing with those at a time. But
right,
it's like something like this, like, I'm a person where it's like, I'd rather do this. Not saying medication doesn't work, not saying medication,
I feel,
is
it's
great,
healthier for my body,
that,
yeah,
I'd rather do something like this than just be like, okay, let me go get like
these chemicals,
10 prescriptions and take,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
all these horse pills a day. Like, I'd much,
I think,
rather,
you would be fine with the one. You're just too stubborn to start.
Yeah. I this is something that I'm like, oh, I'm curious about that. So it's kind of like, how are you feeling? Like,
well, I feel good, and the anxiety's doing better. Also, I'm able to spot my triggers a little bit better, because, mm-hmm, like, prime example, I know WrestleMania, I'm probably going to have a panic attack. Like, so I'm just going to be prepped,
yeah,
and ready for it.
Man, just get baked beforehand. You'll be fine.
Pretty, I mean, sure,
yeah,
that's on the, that's
pretty
on
sure
the
that's
agenda,
on the old agendas. So,
wake up,
yeah,
step one. Step two, bake.
Yeah. Oh, man, I waked and baked the other day just because I fucking could, because it was a Saturday. And I was like, man, I remember this used to be awesome in college.
Yeah. I remember we sitting around in college. And
yeah. But it's I'm not going to say, like, this is the miracle drug and it's perfect, because,
mm-hmm,
let me give you a prime example. Friday. So Friday, I was allowed to leave 30 minutes early from work so I could get home in time to watch the Gator game, because they were playing in the March Madness tournament. Well, about 3 o'clock, I could feel it. Like, it's,
yeah,
coming. I'm like, motherfucker. Like, I'm out of here in an hour, bro. Like,
can we save
this?
Can
we just try and, like, calm the fuck down? So anyways, it gets worse and worse. And then finally, it's 4 and I can leave and go home. And then I had a couple little errands I had to run. But even then, like, my hands are shaking. It's awkward. So I finally get home, and as soon as I get home, I'm still like hyperventilating. I'm like, fuck. So I took a gummy, and then I had one, like, I'd say not even a cocktail, more like a shot and a half on the rocks, just to be like, all right, let's woosa. And then I switched to beer, and then I had a joint a little later, and then I was like, okay, we're good. Like, nothing bad's happening. You're at home. You're not going anywhere. Like,
we're good.
We're good. And before, it was like, I couldn't even turn it back that much. It was like, we're going until this ends. Yeah. Like, there's no, like,
there's
breaks.
No stopping it. There's no breaking it. It's full force until it wears out. Now, at least you have this where you can turn to and you can hold it.
Yeah. And I can be like, okay, like, less, you know. And the other thing that was bothering me a lot was things were getting too big. Like, a small task, like, let's say, like, bringing out the sound equipment and hooking it up and cleaning the table and doing everything for the podcast. What's that, 10 minutes maybe? But to me, it'd feel like climbing Mount Vernon or something. Mm-hmm. Like, it would just seem too big. Or it's like, oh, I've got to do this thing. Oh, well, I might fuck it up. Or, oh, am I going to be able to do it? And then the other big thing that was tripping me out was, like, times. Like, you've got to be here for this event at this time, and you got to be around these people. It's like, fuck that. Forget it.
Yep,
like, I ain't
out.
Doing it. Like, no. So, you know. So, I mean, there's ups and downs, but I feel like I'm in a more positive trajectory than I was before.
That's good.
So.
It's good. You know, different things work for different people, and that's what we're kind of talking about, you know, today is somebody's experience, because maybe there's somebody who's been on the fence, and they're like, fuck it, let me try it.
Yeah.
What's the worst that's going to happen? It ain't going to hurt you.
No, and it's legal. I mean, as long as you go through the right processes
and
the right channels, it's legal, and you're not doing anything wrong. So, and as long as you're being safe with it, just like you would with, say, alcohol, which you can walk into any damn store and get, you know, then
as long as you, you know, if you're either at home or you're in a place that, you know, you're not leaving, things like
are
that.
Are you taking Uber?
Yeah.
Or, you know, you just be smart, just like with drinking, be smart.
Just
don't
be smart
drink
about
and drive.
It.
Don't do this and drive. Just be safe out there.
Yeah. No.
So
I think it works. I think it's good. I mean, like I said, I think there's still, even now, I feel like there's still such a negative, like, connotation about it that it's, oh, it's this, it's that, but
it's slowing down.
It's slowing down, but it's definitely more, as more and more people get on it and experience it, more and more people are coming forward and saying, yeah, no, this has been life-changing. Like, this is...
Which, that's the funny thing. When I told Mom and Dad, they didn't even freak out.
Which
they're pretty chill, though.
I didn't think your dad would. I didn't think your mom. I don't think they would freak out. I just thought they'd be a little, like, taken aback. But they were very
like welcoming to the idea. And I told them, you know, I'm journaling everything. I'm writing everything down. I'm using it as an alcohol replacement. I kept the same rules with this as I have with my alcohol. So, you know, I'm not doing it on school nights. I'm not, you know, and then, you know, so far, knock on wood, things have been going good, and they were very, very receptive.
Good.
Because that's what I was scared of. I was afraid the two of them were going to be like, the fuck?
What do you mean you got the devil's lettuce?
Yeah, you got the devil's lettuce.
What do you mean you're doing that? But good.
Yeah.
Well, they're accepting. And
you should really blame the people of that time. Not really the people who judge it, but the people who did it, because they are the poster child of potheads.
Right.
Yeah. AKA my mother.
And some of the campaign campaign commercials, which is funny because she's a hippie.
Yeah.
But some of the campaign commercials from back then are hilarious.
Oh yeah. Well, again, I think that's just how people perceive it, as, you know, people are using it as another drug, and it's like, no.
Well, some people are.
Some people are, and whatever. But there are people who are legitimately using it for medical purposes, and it's helping. And the CBD that comes along with it. Like, they make all that, like,
the oils,
the hemp oils for people who maybe have arthritis to kind of help with that. Like,
so that leads me to a story. So when I was at the dispensary, because she's like showing me everything. So she's got, like, it's one of those computer monitors. It's basically like a big fucking iPad where they can just scroll back and forth and click and shit. So she's showing me all the shit. She showed me the two pens, which I got. She showed me the pre-roll joints, which I got. And then the gummies, which I knew I was going to get because I had some very special instructions on those. We're looking through, and they had this thing that looked like a syringe. I'm like, I don't want to fucking shoot it. And she's like, no, 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 honey. You just shoot that. It's a liquid. You shoot it in your mouth, and you swallow it. It just, we can't just sell it in a liquid. It's got to be, you know, doled out, and it's in a syringe. But she's like, no, honey, you're not going to shoot it. And I'm like,
what the hell kind of meth are
we? Bitch, I got Parkinson's. I'm going to try to hit a vein and hit my kidney.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, we're going to mess that shit the fuck up.
You can't do that.
Yeah. But, and they did me good on the gummies because I told her, I said, look, I want a couple to mellow me out, and then I want one that's going to, like, shoot me to the moon. Like, I just want to meld into my couch.
You want a party one.
Yeah, like a it's like, you know.
I want a party gummy.
Exactly. It's like they do in West by God, Virginia. We save our pills till we're feeling better.
I just want to sit on the couch and just melt.
Just melt into the couch and watch, like, cartoons or, like, Infinity War or some shit.
And then get a good fucking sleep.
And she's like, I don't remember anything about the movie.
Exactly. So she's like, I got you. And then she wrote me a little M on it for moon.
Moon?
So I would not mix them up. So.
Because that would be a time.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you're trying to take one for anxiety and then you just melt into the couch.
Well, there's one way
it'll
to do
take
it
care of anxiety.
Well, it will. Unless you got to try and, like, do some shit.
Wow.
So.
You ain't doing nothing.
No, no, you're not. But it, I will say this, it has been fun doing the marijuana and, like, doing certain things. Like, video games are more fun. Mm. Cartoons have gotten a lot funner, cooler. I don't know what you want to call it. So, I don't know.
What, did you try watching a cartoon that you thought was so fucking stupid?
Right.
I get it now.
You know what? You're probably right.
Opening up different, like, spots of your brain.
You have to be high to appreciate this show. I understand.
I mean, there's plenty of shows and movies out there I feel like that would be better if you were under a certain influence. Make you feel
true.
A little better. So.
Oh, and speaking of things that might make you feel a little bit better, I wanted to show you these.
What are these?
These are my new Zippos.
Look,
but
are
I
these
thought
the
you,
ones you're talking about, like, you got on
I
eBay?
I special ordered from eBay. Yeah.
I was wondering.
Yeah.
The Rock with the bowl. Oh,
yeah. And it's got the original WWF logo on there.
Oh, shit. That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
With this one. More money, more beer.
APA protection. And it's got the original WWF logo on there.
Wow. 2000 World Wrestling Federation Entertainment.
Yeah.
So are you going to be a lighter guy now?
I'm going to have to be.
Welcome to the High Life.
Yeah. That one I've actually had for like ever.
Wow.
My Miller High Life Zippo.
I just remember like when they had to go from WF to like WWE, that whole fucking thing. Like, God dang. Wasn't it like, what was the original? Like a.
It did the WWF, the Pandas
the,
got
that
it.
Was
the
Pandas.
World Wildlife Federation.
Yeah. They were like, hey. I'm like, man. Beat these pandas up. Come on now.
Well, haven't you seen like pro wrestling tees? They've got, it says WWF and it's a panda chair shot and another panda.
No,
yeah.
I haven't seen that. That's pretty dope.
I'd watch it.
But
WrestleMania 41.
But no, I'm going to have to keep a lighter on me now. So I figured get some nice ones.
Hey,
so I have a couple somewhere. And every time I find it, I'm like, oh, because I don't know if you noticed, but if I have something, I want it to work.
Right.
So I'll get a little thing of flight, a fluid. I'll fill it up, make it work, and then lose it for another year.
And then we just keep repeating the process.
Over and over again.
Yeah. And lighters, I don't know why. I mean, they're cool little collector things. I'll see if you're collecting
well,
them.
Zippo is.
Yeah, but like, what do you need a lighter for other than to light candles?
It's probably something my grandfather gave me.
Oh, true. Well, I didn't know like what you were lighting around the house.
I can't just have a lighter?
No, you can. That's what you're getting for your birthday.
I feel like you're judging me right now.
I feel like
now.
I'm going to buy you a lighter for your birthday.
There you go.
Better be a Zippo.
It'll be a Zippo.
Zippo's the only thing worth collecting.
No,
the only thing that retains any value.
I'm going to the Dollar Tree. You're getting a Bic.
There you go.
You're getting
and just like that, I'll throw in the burn barrel. We have a burn barrel now.
Yeah, we have a burn barrel
nice.
Now. Yeah, we're started yard work. I've taken on relearning how to do gardening again because I have a black
thumb. I don't think you ever knew.
And everything I touch dies.
Yep.
In the yard.
Yep.
So now I'm starting to
yard, pot, windowsill.
Yeah.
Animals. You know, they all just die. You know what I'm saying? It's terrible.
That ain't right, y'all.
Yeah, I know. He ain't right.
He's throwing you under the bus. Did you see Shaq's doing the new gardening commercials for...
What the fuck?
What?
What is it? The orange one. Home Depot?
Yeah, that's Home Depot.
Yeah, he's doing for March Madness. He's like planting the seeds, and he's like actually planting lettuce and doing his shit.
Speaking of which, your mom's cucumbers look dead.
Yeah, yeah, we bought.
Would you? I don't understand why you buy a cucumber plant.
Why don't you share with the class? To begin with.
Just buy the seeds. Like cucumbers and melons are the easiest things to grow.
Why don't you, speaking of that, you and my mom planned behind my back.
Oh, no, it was very much in front of your face.
And what they're doing to the backyard. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
First of all, we're cleaning up the backyard.
Yeah, we are.
Extremely slowly, but we're cleaning it up.
There's just, let me tell you, this backyard, they did not obviously take care of it enough. And then we bought the house. It wasn't like our first thing we wanted to get done. So now that we've done, you know, some things in the inside the house, we're moving to the outside. There are so many leaves.
It's not the yard's fault. We have a lot of trees.
No. It's not the yard's fault.
We do have like a good foot, you know. That's why we got a burn barrel.
foot and a half of leaves. So we've got barrel that we've been throwing leaves into and burning and stuff like
As opposed to like shoving them in 75 different bags.
It would have been way too much. And we don't have one of those like
mulchers.
We're in county, so we don't have like one of those where you can't burn. Okay. We're outside city limits, so we can do all that.
Which is funny.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Which is funny. Yeah, I don't know how the fuck the city is drawn, but we're very close to downtown.
That's why I was like,
but yeah, we are in county.
Right there. Because I had called and they were like, oh no, y'all are in county. And I'm like,
deal. Because that's where the previous place we lived, that's where we were also in county.
And but, we were like, so we can do like, now you still have those like restrictions where it's like, hey, you can't burn from here here because of like, it's too dry outside or hasn't rained yet. We still have to follow that, but it's not like fuck it. So he bought a burn barrel off Facebook Marketplace, $20.
Nice.
Put it on some cinder blocks.
Rode down Eagle Lake.
Threw it in the Fiesta. so go ahead. Floor is yours now.
So me and Ma, so I know Ma's a hippie.
Yeah.
And she's this big old inside, at least, a big old flowery forest mother, that type of deal. Mm-hmm. So I was like, hey, Ma, you know, if you're real about this, we can just get a greenhouse.
What?
They're getting a greenhouse.
They have them very reasonably and very sizable on Amazon.
Immediately, my mom whoops out the phone, pulls up Amazon. She's like, I'll find one.
I'm like, hey, Ma, here's a 10 by 20, which I want you to think about that. That's a pretty big space.
Oh, that's huge.
So I get out in the yard and I grab a couple bricks and I'm measuring it out. I'm like, hey, Ma, this is what it will look like.
They got to envision like what plants they're going to do and like their schedules are going to take care of it. Like that's going to be their little thing.
We didn't go that far.
They're going to have a little greenhouse and I'm just sitting here like, yeah, y'all have all the fucking
have all the phone that shit.
You know what? Whatever y'all bought.
You just don't like it because your body doesn't know what a vegetable tastes like.
And the fact that. I want to
backed away from the fight.
Yeah, fuck it. I ain't gonna try to fight you on that because I want my pergola. My pergola.
Okay, help me out.
Oh God, here we go.
Most useless fucking thing. What's the point of a pergola besides aesthetics?
I don't know what the fuck a pergola is.
It's like the wooden thing with like wooden slats on the top. It doesn't cover anything. Like if it rains, it's coming through.
But it's like you can get vines to go up it and grow up it.
Show
them,
babe.
Yeah.
Immediately know what it is. You've seen them everywhere.
Oh, I'm sure I have, but I don't know that it was a perugula.
Pergola.
Same shit. So it looks like that.
Okay.
Useless.
It's not useless.
Aesthetic is what it is.
Yes. Yeah, other than that, what is its use? It doesn't protect you from the rain.
So you could do stuff underneath it. Like the one that I want to do that I've seen is people have the pergola and then they attach like swings to it and they put like a fire pit in the middle.
Okay.
So it's
you've got swing chairs instead of regular chairs.
And then a little fire pit like built in the ground. So if you have company over and you want to be outside, you have this like nice little like sit
plus
setting.
Plus you can maybe grow some vines over it and then that would make it fill in aesthetic. So it would cover you. Yeah. No, you're 110% right.
Yeah. Okay, listen.
That's some next level white people shit.
That's white people shit. I'm going to paint mine black. Listen, you got your fucking greenhouse, okay? I agree to the greenhouse.
Oh, you weren't. Oh, no, I got mom's permission. I don't need your permission.
It's fine.
Just saying, if mom's excited about it, it's happening.
Well, no, that's true. Mom's very excited about it. She's already ready. She's like, when we get back to cleaning the yard, I'm like, well, we're busy.
We can do it now. It's rained this week.
Yeah. I'm like, well, we can do it next week. And she goes, good. I'm ready for my greenhouse.
We got to cut down some trees. We got to cut down some branches. We got to get it ready.
Yeah.
But when that's done, yeah, no, I'll fucking next day delivery. Well, probably not for that, but
Amazon or anything, which I found out today, you know, Amazon will do overnight delivery.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. So didn't know this, but I was ordering yesterday. I ordered some stuff for the boys.
Okay.
For Easter, for their little Easter baskets. So I wasn't paying attention. I'm like, oh, two of these order. This morning he calls me at like 8 o'clock when he gets off work. And he was like, somebody like was at the house at 6 o'clock this morning. And cause we got their Ring notification. It was Amazon delivering at 6 o'clock in the morning. They're starting to do this like overnight delivery thing. Like if you order if you order a certain amount of things, or if you order items that are close to the warehouse, they'll deliver it between like 4 a.m. and like 6 a.m. And I'm like, what the fuck?
So I mean, they have delivered as late as like 8 or 10.
Well, no, they have before. But I was just like, well, goddamn.
Yeah, no, that's wild. But yeah. I think that's cool, and I think it's going to get to the point where Amazon just starts delivering 24/7, where they've got doing like night.
They're working,
nights, and then some during the day.
They're
and,
working to drones.
Yeah,
they're working up to that whole drone. Like, because a good friend of mine, Jackie from work, she lives across the highway from where they built the new Amazon in Auburndale.
Yeah,
that massive one. She says there are certain things she will order, and then an hour later it's at her door because she's so close to the distribution center. She's like, I could pretty much just walk over there and get it. But she's like, it is so crazy. Like, oh, I'm on Amazon at like 10 o'clock on a Saturday in the morning, and I'm ordering X, Y, and Z. And then by 2 o'clock that same day, it's at my like front door. I'm like, that is just crazy to me.
Well, they've been testing the drones in certain areas in the country.
Yeah, I've seen that.
But yeah, when that comes out, yeah, expect everything within like an hour.
Well, you can get just about, there's very few things you cannot get from Amazon like as it is.
Like, I'm very behind the times in seeing this movie, but I did watch it this week. Ready Player One.
Okay.
Never seen it before. Really? I know, up my alley, but it's one of those things I just never got around to, but it was on Netflix or Hulu or some shit like that. But
he was off work for 2 days.
But I loved it. But that was one of those things. He bought something in the game and literally drone dropped it off.
Yep.
That's
his exact location. That's the future.
But we're getting to, and it's so.
I feel bad for the drivers.
Even then, so I was like, oh, I literally ordered this Friday at like 6 o'clock at night, and 6 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, it was literally right out my door, and I'm like, what the. And it's not everything. It is certain items that you can do. But still, like I ordered my black Stanley cup. I ordered it like in the morning and it was there by 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, what the fuck? That's
life. We live in the future.
We sure enough do.
The future is now.
Well, that sounds about right. Well, speaking of future, what games have you guys been playing lately?
Baldur's Gate.
I don't get it.
He doesn't get it. I stinking love
this. It's D&D.
It's like, fucking D&D.
That's all it is.
It's interactive D&D and the roles and the everything. I will say, it is not, you know how in some games, like in the beginning, you level really fast.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you get to like 20 and then it takes a while.
Then it gets grindy.
Nah, fuck this. There is, you start at one and it is just as grindy.
From 1 to 20 as it is from like 20 on or
whatever.
Because
every step requires a dice roll.
I have been playing it since it came out and I'm just now getting to level 8.
Wow.
That's how I'll go on these intervals for like a couple days I won't play. And then I'm like, oh, I'll pick it up. And then I'm up till like midnight, not even realizing what time it is. Cause you get so like immersed and lost in the, like the storytelling. I'm at the end of act 2 and it is just the storytelling in it. Like the whole D&D-esque thing that you can do. They're constantly adding updates and constantly doing things. I have not played anything other than that. And it's been the first time in a while that a game has like held my attention for this long that I'm like, I don't want to play nothing else. I mean, the second Final Fantasy 7, like Rebirth, like that came out, haven't even touched. There's so many games I haven't touched yet.
Wow.
Because I'm like, fuck, I really am into like this. This one over here,
we're talking about a better game.
Mute his mic. Fuck this guy. I'm done with him.
No, Deuce will want to hear about this. Mm-hmm. This is right up his alley.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's pretty much Call of Duty, but with, you know, Starship Trooper aspects.
Oh, yeah. Helldivers 2?
Yeah. I haven't played the Automatons. I don't think I really want to at the moment. But I'm level 9. And it's...
You've been obsessed.
I wouldn't say obsessed. Uh-huh. Like, I've gone back and forth between that and Diablo lately. Still Diablo 4. Which, their new update just dropped. I sent you a link.
Yeah.
They're saying that they're updating so much shit, it's pretty much Diablo 5 at this point.
Interesting.
Yeah, I haven't logged in to experience it yet.
I haven't played it.
But obviously, no, Helldivers 2, which if you don't know what that is, you don't own anything connected to the internet, because goddamn, that shit's everywhere.
Yeah.
Which I think is half
the reason. Like, I've got an Xbox. I can't even play it, and I've seen a million commercials for the MF-er. So.
Yeah, which there's a petition now, because apparently it's only a PlayStation.
It's exclusive
game.
To PlayStation.
There's a petition by Xbox people. They're like, hey, we want to play.
Yeah. No, I saw that, which, I mean, I don't know why they couldn't just make it for it unless...
It was an exclusive.
Well, then that's why.
And the price point wasn't bad. How much did you end up paying?
So you could get it for $40.
That's not bad.
And if you want the ultimate thing, it's like $60. So
yeah,
it's,
which is
it's
what they
typical.
Normally cost. Mm-hmm. So basically you pay $20 and you get all the bonus
all
stuff.
All the bonus
stuff. Or you could just go bare bones and do $40.
It was funny because you bought it on, what, a Sunday? Last Sunday's when you bought it?
I don't remember.
So it's funny because we have... 2 PlayStations in our house, and yeah. He hasn't hooked his up. So he's
I have now.
Yeah, but at the time he didn't, so he's playing off mine.
Okay.
No. I said this to a friend of mine. I said, we may share a last name. We may share a mortgage. We may share a bank account. But motherfucker, you better hook your PlayStation up and get the TV mounted.
You realize my PlayStation hasn't been hooked up since we moved.
I know, and you've been on mine. So I said, nope, get off of it.
She's shutting it down.
I shut that shit down. I said, you know what? It's a Sunday. We got no plans. Why don't you go ahead and mount that TV in the game room and get that PlayStation so that way you can go in there.
Yeah.
And leave my poor little PlayStation.
Oh, no. When you're not home, I'm still... I mean, the bigger TV's in the living room.
Oh, fair.
I mean, you gotta do that one.
Yeah.
Nice. And I told you, you could take that TV and mount that one in the game room. And so you have the big TV in there, and I'll just go get another TV. For the living room.
Or.
And hear me out.
I just molest your PlayStation 5 when you're not around.
Guys out there, and if you're listening to this when it airs, if you want to comment and let me know how extremely aggravating this is, put the controller back on the charging station.
Look, the only,
when you're not using it.
The only time I didn't was when I unplugged it and put it on the couch in case I wanted to play.
If I
didn't put it back, I didn't play. So it's still fully charged.
Yeah. Story time. You were off work for 2 days last week, and I would come home every day. He'd be back in bed or whatever. It is sitting on the couch.
Unplayed with. Still fully charged.
Listen, I don't know what you did.
Yeah.
I was at work for
I told you.
10 hours. So I don't know if you played it or not. If you are done, plug the motherfucker back up. I don't care.
It doesn't seem that hard.
It's not hard. The cord's right there.
You know what's also not hard?
What?
Looking before you sit down on the toilet seat.
Shut up.
So, not that hard.
Just do it. Whatever. Just do it. Just plug the bitch back up. Because I'll be damned if there's a day of reckoning will happen in the Davis household if I go to sit down and try to play Baldur's Gate and that controller's like a long day at work or a long week and I get to sit down with a beverage in my hand.
Just
and snacks.
Take my controller.
Nah, fuck you. I'm a woman and I got a point to prove. Hook that shit.
This is
up.
The hill you want to die on?
When it comes to gaming.
I think she's already dug in and put sound sandbags, bro.
Yeah, I'm in this hole. I will, you know, you got to stand for what you believe in, and this is what I believe in. Plug my shit up when you're done.
But again, it's still fully charged. I mean, I don't really get it.
Whatever. Fuck you. So, yeah, now he's got the TV mounted, PlayStation on the shelf.
Oh, I mounted a whole bunch of shit in the game.
He hooked up like a subwoofer. Like, he's got his own little fucking thing going on in there now.
All your shit going on over there.
Yeah.
I mounted some Lego sets.
You've been busy the past 2 days you've been off. I like it. So, eventually, I will.
But anyway, back to Helldivers 2. So.
Yeah. He likes it.
So, I'm not a huge gamer.
No.
But. I do love sci-fi.
You do.
And this is 100%
it's all your
Starship Troopers in a game. and not some of the shitty versions out there. This is a, this they did a very well, and it has all the Call of Duty aerial strikes, except these are orbital strikes.
Oh yeah.
So more often than not, because you're in a team most of the time, mm-hmm. someone's dying when the bitches are coming down.
I bet.
But it's the visuals are amazing.
Well, it looks really cool. Like I said, it you know, it's been all over my Facebook. It's been
a lot.
I don't think
they
expected it to be this popular.
Well, exactly. And that's why I think if Sony had half a brain in their head, they'd be like, well, maybe we'll just have them pay us a little bit more and then they can put it on the other system so they can make more money.
And cross-platform it so people can play with each other.
So great, the cross-platform. Yeah. I love it. And most, knock on wood, pretty much, it used to be I would check. I'd get a game and before I bought it, I'd check and make sure mm-hmm. that was cross-platform. But now I don't even check anymore. Because
they're so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's so few and far between where you get it. It's like, no, it's not cross-platform. Because mm-hmm. we did that with the Suicide Squad.
Because
that new Suicide
How
Squad.
How is it?
Oh, it's the tits, man. Yeah. I love it because it's a shooter, which I like, but you've got all the DC characters, and basically, to make it as easy for you to understand, it's Borderlands with a DC skin.
Ah, got it.
So, I mean, but
it's great.
It's awesome. Yeah. I love it, and I finally, this past weekend, beat Brainiac and got to, like, the end game stuff. And I think it's in 2 weeks the first season starts where we get the Joker as a playable character.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Yeah, and there's going to be some more bosses we can fight and stuff. So I'm enjoying it. I really, really like it. So
yeah, another thing I want to try, which it isn't out yet. All you old school players out there.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Listen, guys. Disclaimer. I'm about to be fucked. I mean, fucked.
So
I mean, call out of work.
All you old school people who remember RuneScape, which is still fucking going on,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, it's still a thing, by the way.
Yeah. Creators are coming out with another game. Okay. And it looks a lot like RuneScape.
It's
but,
been 10 years in the making, but they've been working on this game.
Yeah, the reason it's taken so long is because they don't have a big old team working on it. It's only been like 4 or 5 guys.
So it's been, yeah.
But one of the creators of RuneScape is one of the guys. And it looks a lot like RuneScape, but it's Brighter Shores.
Yeah, Brighter Shores.
Okay.
And I'm not sure when it comes out, but I'm super interested.
I told him this story. WoW was so, I mean, it's still very popular, World of Warcraft.
I wouldn't say very popular.
But, I mean, okay, it's still a popular, people, you know it. Even if you're not a PC gamer, you know what World of Warcraft is. I played it for a while, but I had to force myself because I have such an addictive personality.
God, yeah.
So I'm like, dude, if I get in this game,
it's Dungeon Rings.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm going to look like that fat motherfucker from
South Park.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to be. So I'm like, let me cut this shit off at the pass.
Yeah.
Let me get off. And then
what was it? The Sword of Truth or Destiny?
Whatever. That's me. Then, you know, RuneScape came along and I'm like, fuck. And then League of Legends.
Hey, RuneScape was before Warcraft.
I know. And then
watch yourself.
League of Legends. I got into that pretty heavily, PC gaming. So I'm like, when they said this, I'm like, man, I'm an adult now, yo. Like, I got adult shit to handle.
Time.
I want to have the time, but why y'all gotta be doing this to us?
Well, and see, that's why I haven't been buying many games. Like, I bought Suicide Squad because I wanted it, but, like, I'm not even home, like, every weekend now. I'm home, like, every other weekend, so maybe
so
I'm getting, like, one day to play every 2 weeks, so it's like, who gives a shit?
No, I mean, not how many times where I come home from work and I'll turn it on and play, but it's like, man, by the time you get home and you get settled and shower, eat, plus take care of the animals, do little chores, I sit down, and it's like 8 o'clock. I'm like, what, I got, like, an hour?
Yeah.
Like, I go to bed?
And I don't have any kind of gaming system set up at the old folks' home, so...
That's true. Yeah.
But, you know, I kind of kicked around the idea of either... Probably not another Xbox, but maybe get something like old school and cheap just to throw in there in case I want
to... Like, we keep forgetting to bring that goddamn box over.
Box?
Next time. We'll bring it for WrestleMania.
Video games.
Okay.
That box of...
Stuff. Of the game systems and cords and everything.
We'll load it up
in
the car for WrestleMania weekend and drop it off.
Yeah. So... But no, so I haven't been able to play much at all.
And you only play, obviously, but you've gotten back into Diablo 4 a lot.
I wouldn't say a lot.
But.
Whenever I have a spare second.
He's
yeah.
back on Diablo.
Yeah.
That's good shit.
It is good shit.
Level 56, bitch.
Yeah. You have surpassed me.
Well, speaking of good shit, this episode's been good shit.
It's been good shit.
I hope all you guys have had fun. Have a great week. Take care of yourselves, and we'll catch you next time.